This one is Leonard Andrews, LEONARDANDREWS, 12-12-51. Mr. Andrews is a 74-year-old gentleman, originally from Florida, divorced, has 4 children. He used to be a truck driver. He used to drive 18-wheelers for 20 years. Was hospitalized a year ago at Ben Top with a history of stroke, right-sided weakness, wheelchair-bound, period. Surgeries, he's had 2 back surgery, 2 lung surgery, and a cardiac stent placement, allergy, none. Medications includes Symbicort, albuterol inhaler, Eliquis 5 milligram once a day, Norco 5-325, PRN for pain, Flovent, Lipitor inhaler, Lipitor, not with Symbicort though, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, quoted Losartan hydrochlorothiazide 50-12.5 once a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day. Patient in the past 2 months under review of system has become very weak, very debilitated. He has a provider. His provider hours was increased. He's lost weight. When he's talking to me right now, he's chronically aspirating with cough. He says he can't eat as much. He's having a hard time transferring. He was able to transfer and use a walker along with his wheelchair, but that's not going. That's not what's going on at this time. He stopped smoking and drinking some 20 years ago. His medical problems include stroke, right-sided weakness, COPD, hypertension, tobacco and drug, tobacco and smoking abuse. ADL dependency, shortness of breath, cough, dysphagia. Family history is consistent with old age. Immunizations up to date. On exam, we find the 74-year-old gentleman to appear quite weak.
Hey, son. I'm dictating.
His blood pressure. I'm almost done. Blood pressure 160 over 90, pulse 67, respirations 18, O2 set 100%. Patient is quite weak.
I said I'm almost done. Did you have fun? Good.
Patient has a dysarthric speech, speaks in a whisper, heart pauses, home pauses, two lungs. Clear with few topics, abdomen soft, neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with night vision, neurological non-focal. Oh, neurological right-sided weakness. 74-year-old gentleman with a history of stroke, dysarthric speech, worsening condition in the past 4 to 6 weeks with increased weakness, difficulty with transfer, dysphagia, worsening dysarthric speech, increased aspiration, decreased weight, muscle wasting, shortness of breath with activity, history of atrial fibrillation, as well as coronary artery disease and COPD, period. Patient has extensive history of smoking abuse in the past, but is not smoking or drinking at this time. He also suffers from BPH, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, stable angina, chronic pain, and increased shortness of breath because of his previous lung surgeries that appear to be not related to cancer. Overall prognosis is quite poor given his change in condition, especially in the past 2 months. Continues with provider services with increased hours. He no longer wants to be going back and forth to the hospital. To the VA hospital, wants to be cared for at home till he passes. He wants to make sure he gets his pain medication since he's having severe pain with history of Feldback syndrome in the past. He continues to use his albuterol and his Symbicort at this time, which was recently switched to from Flovent and appears to be helping his shortness of breath. period, I believe he would benefit from albuterol nebulizer, which we'll discuss with the ON as well. Thank you.